You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.
Shout outs to Drake Street, run by the good folks at Big Pop. Morena, Kirsten, how are you today?
Good morning. I am alive and alive. Step one and step two.
Excellent stuff. That's what we like to hear. Awake and breathing. Good vibes.
That's right. You're right.
And you're bringing us a very good topic this morning for 100% New Zealand music. We're talking about some old school New Zealand hip hop today, which already we've got some excited texts about from the listeners. This is a very BFM pocket here. What kind of world of hip hop are we discussing?
Well, it's so weird. These songs are all around from the same time. This is the mid-90s, so hip-hop started late 70s, early 80s in USA. We started the first sort of released song, 1988, Upper Hot Posse in Aotearoa, and it still took songs are like 6 years later, another 6 years for sort of there to be sort of proper investment and interest in sort of the local, you know, there was heaps of local stuff happening at the time, actually. And all these groups in the interviews shout out BFM for playing them.
Shout outs to the True School Hip Hop Show. Really, day that's one right. Instigators, that's for sure. Let's hit this first song.
We don't like hip hop. Oh no. We love it.
I'm going to just probably say this for every song, but what a classic. What an absolute classic. Who are three the hard way, Kirsten?
The three bros from Waitakere College. And I guess, you know, they were from West Auckland, you know, which was like, oh, you know, because a lot of the groups and a lot of the hip-hop activity was at South Auckland at the time. And the song was huge, went to number one. It was the first gold hip-hop record here. It even went to number five in Australia.
Oh, nice. Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I try to keep the good vibes flowing, because it's what I'm knowing, to keep you going and showing that I'm mowing down any miracle, lyrical pimp weaker than these. Then I'll be calling him Buck. Well, you can move with the new style. The music video for this is really like just aspirational summer vibes. Rolling around in a roofless car with your friends.
Yeah.
Living the Auckland dream.
Actually, a lot of these hip-hop videos were very much with your friends, you know? Now that you say it.
I think also there's something like about that makes a lot of sense. It's like almost so obvious it's like not worth pointing out, but you know, that is the nature of music like this. Before it reaches an audience, like a mainstream audience, it's already got a crowd and a community because it's built out of friendships and real scenes, and it is like, it doesn't exist in isolation. It has to have people around it to make it live, you know.
Yeah, and very much all these were scene based. It took so long for record companies and then radio, except for BFM and MyFM, to pick it up. And actually, that song's got kind of a sad story. They didn't get proper sampling rights for the Dreadlock Holiday 10cc that they, you know, framed the song around. And so they end up getting no royalties for the song at all.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was just, you know, a mistake. People, you know, because hip-hop was all about sampling, but, you know, people not understanding all the clearance issues.
So who did release this in the end? What was the record label that this came out on? I am... not.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, no, I can't remember.
Furiously Googling.
Someone will on the text machine, 5395. Ah, we've had a text from someone who worked on the music video. It was a lot of fun, a real party atmosphere. Nice,
that's
great.
So cool.
Bloody good video. Thank you for making that.
Yeah. You know, you can hear the sort of reggae influence. That was something, in my observation, New Zealand hip-hop had a lot more connection to reggae than American hip-hop. Maybe UK a little bit, but yeah, that was one of the, sort of the distinguishing features of New Zealand hip-hop.
I feel like the UK hip-hop relationship to New Zealand came much later, though. This particular era was, as you say, very US relationship and totally Pacific sounds as well. Like, something that makes it so singular here is that relationship.
They did not think that at the time. There was so much racism against New Zealand hip-hop that it was copying America, as if every flippin' rock group wasn't copying America. There was just, nobody ever said that about any other sort of music, punk, you know, rock, indie, that it was copying, you know? It's like you're doing a genre. But New Zealand hip-hop just constantly faced that sort of racism.
The label was Deep Grooves, according to the text machine. Thank you very much. Now, from memory, I think this is the number three in the top 95 BFM songs of all time that we did in the 50th anniversary countdown. It's a cruel June morning on the edge of the city. It's so damn hot and my neck is feeling gritty. I gotta find something to do, cause if I don't pretty soon, I think I'll go lulu. Every day seems like the same old thing. Listen to the brothers talking about the damn Mac-10. I gotta roll, cause I got a feeling. I gotta keep the sound of the underground real it. And I'm out like bell-bottom trousers. Fruity, funky, chunky, dropping beats. That's my favorite line. It's a good one. And I'm out like bell-bottom trousers.
Mine was my next feeling gritty. I was like, what? No, they have to say that line for the next 40 years.
I feel like this song is another one that it makes me feel like a sense of pride for living in Auckland. It's just like something about it so captures the energy of like, I mean, it's got this kind of like relationship to, I think, stuff that feels very familiar.
You're so right, actually, because hip hop does that in America, and we all like idealize, you know, oh, Compton or the Bronx, you know, from a hip hop song. And we don't realize, you know, New Zealand hip-hop does that too. We don't often feel pride necessarily in living where you live, but it makes it, you know, it's cool seeing it through the eyes of a hip-hop song.
Totally. And also New Zealand has a famous aversion to referencing itself, which we're getting over, I think, slowly as a nation. And a lot of artists in different genres that BFM has championed have been good at that. We were playing some Don McGlashan earlier this morning. He's great at pushing through the cultural cringe and pointing at things that are ours and saying this is us, this is ours. And hip hop completely, it's just like it's in the fabric of it. Because you never know. One of the best. Oh, sorry, Kirsten, you go.
I was going to say, it also got picked up by TV2, used as a theme. Yeah. That's what a lot of people will remember. That was 2002.
Oh, that's right. I was going to say, one of the best things about this is there's heaps of versions of this track that have been released, which are really nice for DJing. The Pacific and Wave mix, the Downtown mix, the Proud mix, the Acoustic mix. There's lots of good mixes of this.
Anything you want.
They're very, very good. Not necessarily like the reason for these songs, but they're all great driving music too. Love, like summer driving, perfect playlist.
Coming drop flows like colossal dominoes effect. And whoever said that we ever look like musicians?
Who are we listening to here, Kirsten?
Magicians on a mission. UBR's a dominant factor, coming in faster than media prop.
We might have just lost Kirsten to the void.
We gonna rock this whole planet.
Okay, I'm back.
She's back. Who are we listening to here, Kirsten?
Okay, so this is Urban Pacifica. I mean, now I would say Basbica, but Urban Pacifica record label. So as a record label, this is like them putting all their acts onto one song. You know, so back then you'd have a record label. I mean, probably people still do it. And then you do a compilation album of all your bands. Where these also was like a song with all the bands.
Everyone in the booth. Yeah.
Super group.
I mean, just the fact them calling themselves Urban Pacifica, you know, they're very much trying to sort of frame and shape what that looked like, you know, as a young person in Otara. It's just a new way of being Pacifica.
Much hate, still ain't no fun. Make pick up the runway. Two MCs at the crease won't leave. Hit the Rick's infinite century. Hibiscus above competition level. We sun and Kendall. We coming out kicking like Ray Simple. Scores we hit the settle. Round on sound advice. We got the ice. Nice like Mike Jones on microphones. When poems are thrown, cause she got sold. Over 7,000 sold. And he got gold. The UBR CEO is the wife of Gerald back then.
This is a Split Enz bass line, yes?
Yeah, so these guys, watching Three the Hard Way, what happened, they said, you know, well, if we're going to use a song, let's use a New Zealand song. So they did Split Enz One Step Ahead to try to protect themselves. And apparently Split Enz were amazing and said, yes, go ahead, and only took 10% of the song instead of 100%. You can also hear that a couple of the bands are R&B, Moisna and AKA Brown. So it's the hip-hop and R&B stuff, you know, together.
Phil Foymana and Alan Jansen are names we've got a sort of reference in this conversation, very much like the wind beneath the wings of a lot of this music.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Particularly on this album for Phil.
Well, that's right. So Phil, you know, definitely trying to be the entrepreneur. Sort of like, if we've got talent, but unless we're going to also have this talent and entrepreneurship, you know?
Totally.
To try to really carry the group. And his brother is Pauly Foymana, who is OMC, and Phil sadly passed away in 05.
This is great. I'm loving this morning. Thank you very much, Kirsten, for bringing us some absolute stone-cold timeless tunes today. I'm glad people are loving it. Absolute classic. Sounds fresh today. This is my favourite travelling tune segment, somebody says.
Aww.
Thank you, Kirsten. Lovely to have you on the show as always. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next Friday.
All right. To make the South shine. Despite our only fight to rock in this corrupted days of confusion.
On the mic, it seems like total destruction. That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.